Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN Political Briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Tuesday, November 16th.
So my message to the American people is this. America's moving again, and your life is going to change for the better.
That was President Joe Biden yesterday at the White House when he signed the bipartisan infrastructure bill into law. Now the president hits the road to sell what's in the bill to the country. President Biden and his administration are fanning out across the country with an enormous sales job ahead of them. That bipartisan infrastructure bill, well, it's no longer a bill, it's law of the land, $1.2 trillion in projects and goodies for communities across the nation. And remember, 19 Republicans in the Senate joined Democrats to vote for this bill. 13 Republicans in the House joined Democrats to vote for this bill. That is a more bipartisan vote than we see on almost anything these days in Washington, D.C. That doesn't mean that it's going to be easy for the administration to convince Americans that all this money coming into their communities for important projects, roads, bridges, tunnels, expanding broadband, that that is going to make an immediate difference in the economy they feel day to day, given all the inflationary pressure that we've been talking about in the economy. That's going to be the trick for Team Biden. And that begins today with Joe Biden up in New Hampshire, a critical battleground state always. And that is where he's going to begin this sales job. He's going to be at the New Hampshire 175 bridge, which has been identified as structurally deficient. The White House says that the New Hampshire Department of Transportation will use funds from this infrastructure law to fully rehabilitate the historic structure, and it'll cost about $4.5 million to do so. Here was the president.
And despite the cynics, Democrats and Republicans, we can work together. We can deliver real results. We can deliver real people results that are going to affect their lives. And that we're taking a monumental step forward in building back better for this nation.
Later this week, the president heads to Michigan. We're going to see Vice President Harris out in the country on Friday. Every cabinet secretary you could think of who has something to do with one of these projects, whether it is Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Housing and Urban Development Secretary Marsha Fudge, or Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, all of these folks and more are going to be literally all over the country holding events to call attention to what this bill will mean for each and every one of the communities that they go visit. But as always, with large government spending from Washington, D.C., you have to keep an eye on how that money actually gets spent. Because it's one thing to authorize it, appropriate it. It's another thing to actually get that money into the hands of the companies and organizations that are going to be on the front lines of implementation, and doing so without waste, fraud, and abuse that could be a whole new kind of political headache for the Biden administration. That's why President Biden has tapped former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu to be basically the infrastructure czar, if you will, of this administration. He is going to run the implementation of this bill. You may recall Joe Biden himself ran the American Recovery Act back in the Obama administration, the so-called stimulus bill from 2009. He was in charge of implementation and making sure that that money got spent wisely. And now that is exactly what Mitch Landrieu is going to do for the Biden team. One Democrat at yesterday's bill signing told CNN's Jeff Zeleny, this is a big opportunity, if it is done correctly, for the Biden White House to prove to the country that you can govern competently again in America. And it's not just the president who's eager to get out there and sell it. Democratic members of the House and Senate are very much chomping at the bit to inform their constituents that really important investments are coming their way. Here was Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, courtesy of NYC Media.
So we want New Yorkers to know how important this legislation is. It's going to help our airports. It's going to help our East River tunnels. It's going to help redo Penn Station. It's a huge amount of money.
No one living has seen the amount of money invested in infrastructure that we just saw signed into law yesterday. And in a place like Michigan, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, it's a huge deal.
I was back home this past weekend. There were a lot of high fives in the diner because people were just excited that they're going to, you know, in short order, get those roads fixed. I think there was a lot of recognition that this is a huge win for America.
And those last two voices you heard there, Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin from Michigan and Congressman Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey. Of course, with one major political hurdle jumped, the infrastructure bill, Joe Biden will never be far from his next big plan, Build Back Better, and trying to get that across the finish line, awaiting a CBO score later this week and a House vote, while senators have indicated that bill may not get done until the new year. That's it for today's political briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.